Wednesday was sunny in New York, and as usual, business was brisk in Brooklyn's Flatbush District, where many of the city's estimated 100,000 Haitian Americans live. But for most residents here, life changed forever on January 12th, when their homeland underwent a massive earthquake and untold hundreds of thousands lost their lives, were wounded, or became homeless. Ruth Lucie lost 17 relatives that day.
I have one grandson, one granddaughter. The house collapsed. One cousin, she died with 3 kids and her husband. Another one, mother and 2 kids. That's a lot of cousin, nephew, niece. That's very hard to me. I feel very, very sad.
How are you coping with that?
I praise the Lord, because Lord know what he let that happen. I don't know what God know. I have a lot of hope in God. That's why I could stand in front of you. Otherwise, maybe I will be in the hospital.
You die yourself?
Of course, yes.
At the Bedford Haitian Community Center, one of dozens of grassroots groups across the city collecting donations for earthquake victims, 28-year-old Shamir Henri, who was born in the United States, had gotten his own bad news.
I just found out that my aunt and her family over there, her kids and her husband, they're homeless. You know, their house crashed. As for everyone else, I really don't know what's going on. It's crazy. You know, so it's not good.
So far we've been collecting food, water, medical supplies, clothing.
Like many Americans, of Haitian descent and not, who have contributed money to charity and aid organizations like the Red Cross in the past week, Alex Pierre also wrote a check. But he yearns to do something more hands-on and personal. He says that being so far away from the scene is difficult for him.
You're feeling hopeless. If I was in Haiti when that happened, when the earthquake happened, I could go ahead and help somebody that's injured, somebody that passed away, take them to a cemetery, or do something. And here I sit in my living room, there's nothing that I can do. And that's killing me inside, killing me softly inside. I feel like a zombie, you know, because there's nothing that I can do to my people that are struggling.
At Rinser's Multi-Services, a storefront office run by Haitian Americans that helps clients with translation services, tutoring, immigration paperwork, and other tasks, the work itself has acquired a morbid cast. Andre LaFleur, who works there, says that she has received many calls from clients canceling the visa applications for their relatives in Haiti because they've been killed. But she says the catastrophe has been personal for her as well.
Just like me, I just lost my nephew last time. Only 6 years old and he's dead. And some of them, they die in the street and their parents don't know where they are. And one day you want to go to the cemetery or something, you know. You can do it because you don't know where they are. It's very sad. It's very sad. And I don't have words to describe this thing. Nobody in Haiti gonna forget this day.
Children have been affected deeply by the current tragedy. 10-year-old Tyrell Nichols is not Haitian-American, but many of his schoolmates are.
What have they been all saying about it? I mean, what have
they
you been
said,
hearing?
Why does bad stuff have to happen to Haiti?
What would you say to that?
I would say they get what they get. They have to, people gotta go and build new schools and homes.
Do you feel bad for them or just...
Yes, I do. We have everything and all the stores and all the food, and down there they hardly have anything.
Do you have a little prayer for them or something like that? Is there anything you would wish for them?
Yes, to hope they feel better, and I hope it don't happen again.
Whether the strong aftershock that Haiti experienced Wednesday will bring more in its wake, or whether residents of that beleaguered nation will have the time to grieve and rebuild, is an open question. Meanwhile, Haitians, both in their homeland and abroad, watch, wait, and do what they can. Adam Phillips, VOA News, Brooklyn, New York.